I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The National Weather Service says that the winds are expected to increase early Wednesday morning in the Los Angeles area, providing new fuel for massive wildfires that have killed at least 25 people and left at least 24 others missing. Forecasters said wind gusts in Los Angeles and Ventura counties could reach between 70 to 110 kilometers an hour. The winds could strengthen parts of the two major blazes that are still burning in Los Angeles County, undermining the incremental gains that firefighters have made in recent days against the fires, or ignite new ones. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Marone warned residents Tuesday of the ongoing danger.
The anticipated winds, combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in the LA region critical.
The National Weather Service posted a red flag warning for particularly dangerous weather they said could lead to explosive fire growth. Impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol was detained early Wednesday. Yoon was arrested after a tense standoff at his heavily guarded mountain compound in Seoul, where hundreds of his supporters have gathered to protest efforts to detain him. Around 3,000 police officers were deployed in the operation. Authorities warned they were prepared to use more forceful tactics than they did in their failed attempt to detain Yoon 2 weeks ago. Yoon was taken by motorcade to South Korea's anti-corruption office, where he is set to undergo questioning in a criminal investigation related to his short-lived martial law declaration last month. He was impeached by South Korea's parliament following the botched martial law attempt. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. This is VOA News.
저는 오늘...